Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Today is primary election day across Illinois. Voters in the Chicago area have choices to make for president, Cook County state's attorney, and a city tax referendum. In today's primaries, Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump don't have meaningful competition, but there is competition on down-ballot races. Democratic voters in Cook County will choose a nominee to replace retiring state's attorney Kim Fox. The winner in that race between Democrats Eileen O'Neill Burke and Clayton Harris III will take on Republican Bob Fioretti this fall. And in Chicago, voters will be asked about increasing the real estate transfer tax on high-priced homes and businesses to fund homeless programs. The referendum is a major priority for Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, but opposed by the real estate industry. Mayor Johnson is rolling out a new plan to reduce gun violence by focusing on a handful of small areas throughout the city. The administration has identified micro areas in Austin, West Garfield Park, Englewood, and Little Village. Each covers about 1,000 people. Deputy Mayor of Community Safety Garyon Gatewood says they picked areas with high levels of gun violence, unemployment, and low median income.
You see some of our block groups where folks have had 78 shootings in a three-year span. Bringing those shootings down is one thing, but also clearly there are quality of life issues over there that the city and our partners need to address.
Gatewood says next month the city will seek proposals for a $1 million contract to coordinate efforts in the four target areas. But he was light on specifics on what these efforts will be. The City of Chicago agency tasked with investigating police misconduct has roughly 600 open cases. The agency's leader, Andrea Kirsten, told aldermen yesterday that the massive caseload is actually a milestone compared to 2,000 open cases a few years ago.
600 open investigations is not only the lowest in COPA's operational history, but the lowest figure in decades of oversight work in Chicago.
But Kirsten says dozens of these cases have been open longer than a year and a half. And many of these prolonged cases involve domestic abuse or sexual violence.
We need two teams assigned to that work. They take longer than regular investigations, and we need more people.
She says the agency will make that request in the 2025 budget process. The Illinois State Treasurer wants to help nonprofits across the state make more money to support the work they do. Michael Frerichs is working with Democratic state lawmakers to create a pool for nonprofits to invest in high-interest portfolios. Frerichs says nonprofits often have a hard time finding large banks that will take them on as clients for higher interest investment accounts. That's because these groups don't have big enough balances.
What they really want at the end of the day is to have more monies for repairs or upgrades to facilities, be able to purchase a vehicle, being able to hire additional workers.
The legislation creating this program needs votes from both chambers before it gets sent to the governor. Two more things you should know today. A former Chicago alderperson and prominent government mole is expected to testify as a prosecution witness at this fall's federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. That word came in a new court filing by prosecutors yesterday. Prosecutors say Danny Solis will testify about allegations that Madigan agreed to help with the transfer of state property in Chinatown to the city in exchange for business for Madigan's private law firm. Madigan has denied wrongdoing. Chicago has a new culture chief. Mayor Brandon Johnson said yesterday that he appointed Clene Hedspeth to head the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Hedspeth is a fine art appraiser who evaluated art for the international auction house Phillips Auctioneers. She also has a government background. The city council must approve Johnson's hire. Today's weather. It's going to be windy with the high reaching 50 degrees. Tomorrow will also be windy with temperatures dropping to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, we're going to have a full recap of the primary election results. But first, today, we're talking CHUM. That's the name of a new offering in what could be a crowded space this summer. THC seltzers that you can buy and drink in a Chicago tap room.
We're not selling a health drink. At the end of the day, what we're selling is something that gets you a little bit high. And we want to be really transparent about that and have fun with it.
The Rundown takes a field trip to Hopewell Brewing in Logan Square. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.